Hello.
Hello, this is Will from National Opinion Survey. I'm looking to speak to Susan Lloyd.
I believe you have the wrong number.
Got the wrong number. Ma'am, I'm just conducting an opinion survey about empowering young women in America. Would you like to take the survey?
Yeah, sure.
Thank you very much. Well, the first question I have for you, and I mean it with all the respect, ma'am, when you think of yourself, do you think of yourself as a female, male, or something else?
Female.
Thank you very much. Next question. May I know the year of your birth? Not your birthday, only the year.
1989.
Thank you very much. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, you're not registered?
I am registered.
Thank you very much. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
No. Thank you very much. If you don't mind me asking, what is your race? Do you identify yourself as white, black, African-American, American Indian, Alaskan Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern?
Native Alaskan.
Okay. Just a second. You said Alaskan, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you. Just a second. Thank you very much. Next question. In general, do you feel negative or positive about each of the following? Your future.
Positive.
Thank you. The future of the country?
Negative.
The future of the planet?
Negative.
Thank you, ma'am. Next question. How much power do you feel young women have to make change on issues that matter most to the community? Please rate the amount of power you feel young women have to make change on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that young women have no power at all, and 10 means that young women have a lot of power. You may choose any number from 0 to 10.
Six.
Thank you very much. On the following issues, which three do you think are the most important to you, women in the U.S. today? Mental health, national security, student loans, climate change, gun violence, racism and discrimination, health care, crime, abortion access, immigration, economy and cost of living, education. You may pick three of those.
Healthcare.
Okay.
Education.
Thank
and mental
you.
Health.
And mental health. Thank you very much. Next question. Thinking about this chapter of your life, which three of the following do you currently prioritize the most? Economic security and financial independence, advancing in your career, contributing to positive change in your community, relationships like romantic partnerships or friendships, work-life balance, improving or maintaining mental health, any of those so far?
Improving physical or mental health.
Okay.
And maintaining a work-life balance.
Okay, work balance. Perfect.
Yes.
Work and life balance. Okay. Hobbies and free time activities, improving and maintaining physical health, your education, caring for senior family members, having or caring for children, any of those?
Maintaining and having physical health.
Okay, perfect. Next question. Which of the following traits are most important to your identity? You may choose up to three. You don't have to choose three, but you can choose up to three. Your profession, your hobbies of or interest, being a member of your racial ethnic group, being a woman, being an American citizen, your sexual orientation, any of those?
There was one of them, and I can't remember what it was.
Okay. Your profession, your hobbies or interests, being a member of your racial ethnic group, being a woman, that being a...
Being a member of my racial ethnic group.
Okay. Your sexual orientation, your role in a relationship, like being a mother, caregiver, wife, friend, your personality, being young, your spiritual, religious beliefs.
Being a mother.
Being a mother. Okay, thank you so much. Next question. When you think about the American political system, which emotions do you feel most often? Dread, anger, frustration, exhaustion, disappointment, sadness, happiness, pride, hope?
Disappointment and hope.
Disappointment and hope. Thank you so much. Next question. Which of the following statements comes closest to your opinion? Statement A, our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Statement B, our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could do it in the future. Or statement C, our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people.
B.
Thank you so much. Next question. What factors are most to blame for the U.S. government and political system not to work effectively? You may choose up to three. It could be one or three. Not enough people getting involved to make our voices heard. Too many old white men in power. Systematic racism. Power-hungry politicians seeking control. Corporate money has too much influence. The two-party system. Division and gridlock between political parties. Politicians are out of touch with the daily life of most people.
The two-party system.
Two-party system.
Yeah, okay. Old white people.
Old white men in power.
Yeah.
Okay, got you. Next question. How much do you trust the following to make a change on the issues that matter to you? Do you trust them a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all? President Joe Biden.
A little. A little.
A little, okay. Ballot initiatives, proposed laws that the public votes on directly?
Yes.
That will be a lot, somewhat, a little, not at all?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, thank you. Congress?
Not at all.
Not at all, thank you. Your state government?
Not at all.
Thank you. The Supreme Court?
A little.
Thank you. Community organizations like nonprofits, grassroots, coalitions?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Your city government?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Yes, so you know, we are at 45%. You will now hear some brief descriptions of cases recently decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. For each case, please indicate how it affects your motivation to help enact change through civic participation, like voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives, etc. In 2022, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down the right to abortion by overturning Roe versus Wade. Do you feel very motivated, somewhat unmotivated, not at all motivated?
Very motivated.
Thank you. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to allow businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ plus customers and deny them services.
Very motivated.
Thank you very much. The Supreme Court has ruled to end affirmative action, which means colleges and universities can no longer take race into consideration in admissions.
Very motivated.
Thank you. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to block the student loan forgiveness program, which aimed to deliver up to $20,000 in relief to millions of borrowers.
Somewhat motivated.
Somewhat motivated. Thank you very much. Yes, so you know we are at 65%. How likely are you to participate in the following? Sharing your opinion with friends and family in person or on social media? Is that very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, or not at all likely?
Very likely.
Thank you. Contacting or attending an event with your elected representatives?
Very likely.
Thank you. Attending a protest?
Very likely.
Boycotting a company?
Very likely.
Voting in elections?
Very likely.
Signing a petition?
Very likely.
Volunteering for an advocacy organization?
Very likely.
Wow. Awesome. Thank you. Next question. No matter how frequently you voted in elections, please think about the barriers that may have made it harder for you to vote in certain elections. The following are barriers people have reported that keep them from voting, which best describes why you may have not voted in previous elections. There was an intimidating presence at your polling place. You did not have time to vote. You didn't know enough about the candidates. Inconvenience like long lines, distant polling, or ballot drop-off location. You didn't know how or when to vote or register. The candidates didn't represent your values. Any of those?
Representatives didn't value my the last one.
Okay.
My opinion.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Next question. For each of the following, please rate whether the information presented makes you want to engage more, less in the political system in the United States, like voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives. We've seen hardworking people rise up in union to win better wages and benefits against some of the greediest corporations like Starbucks and Amazon. We've proven that when young people are working together, we can prevail against the wealthy few to get the fair conditions we deserve. We must keep exercising our collective power so that working people can thrive. Do you engage a lot, a little less, or a lot less with this statement?
A lot.
A lot. Thank you. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled to block the Biden administration student debt cancellation program. However, the administration has already enacted alternatives to provide relief to low and middle income borrowers, like the SAVE plan, which cuts borrowers' monthly payment in half, or the $0 for minimum wage earners, and ensures balances don't grow from unpaid interest. We need to continue to fight for the economic well-being of young people so we can all thrive. Do you engage a lot, a little less, a lot less?
A lot.
Thank you very much. The Biden administration has spearheaded a bipartisan infrastructure package which replaces dangerous lead pipes, invests in public transit and electric vehicles, and ensures internet access for all. These are critical investments in sustainability and equity for low-income communities and people of color whose neighborhoods have been disproportionately impacted by outdated infrastructure. We must continue to take action to make our communities stronger and safer. Do you engage a lot more, little less, or a lot less?
A lot more.
A lot more. Thank you so much. Yes, so you know we are at 90%. What are the media sources that you check out most for content? News or informational articles online? Podcast, Facebook, national TV news station, local TV news station, international news outlets, TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter?
Is it multiple choice?
Yeah, you could choose up to two. Yep.
Okay. TikTok and international news sources.
Okay. International. Okay. Got you. Next question. Thinking about the content that you consume online, which topics do you seek out the most? You may choose up to two. Hobbies, tips or hacks, music, science, technology, health, beauty, self-care, businesses, finance, shows, movies, humor, memes, sports, government, politics, news, or current events?
Current events and news.
Okay, and news. Let me see. Okay, got you. Next question. What is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received? 12th grade or below, no high school diploma, high school graduate, diploma or equivalent, some college but no degree, associate degree, bachelor's degree, master's degree, professional degree, MB, BBS, JD, doctorate.
Twelfth grade or under.
Okay, thank you. Do you consider yourself, one, heterosexual or straight, two, lesbian or gay, three, bisexual, or four, something else?
Three,
thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Thank you so much. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
Yeah.
Thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Independent.
Thank you very much. Do you lean more towards the Republican Party or the Democratic Party, or neither?
Democratic.
Democratic. Thank you very much. How would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, student?
Homemaker.
Thank you. Next question. For whom did you vote in 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
2020,
The options are Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, Joe Biden, okay, thank you. The last year, that is 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
Between 20 and 30,000.
20 and 30,000. Let me see. Okay, got you. Okay, that will be the end of the survey. Thank you so much for your time and for every single one of your opinions. You have a wonderful evening.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.